Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrrh, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrrh Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
If you've watched many nature shows or taken a course in ethology, you've undoubtedly seen or heard about the dawn chorus of the howler monkeys. Howler monkeys produce a very loud and distinctive call that's multi-purpose. When they howl in the morning, they're announcing their own presence, they're touching base with other members of their group, they're serving as a warning to other troops to keep their distance. During the breeding season, males also use their calls to attract females. But as always, anything that requires a large amount of energy comes with a cost as well as any benefits. It turns out that in male howler monkeys, the louder the voices, the smaller the testes, and the lower the sperm count. The question is, what does this mean? On the one hand, it might be easy to say, well, what it means is the ones who make the loudest noise aren't really the most fit males, as we've been led to believe. But that may not necessarily be true. If a male's call is sufficiently successful in driving away rival males, it won't matter if his testes are smaller or he has a lower sperm count, because he'll have enough to get the job done. Another possibility is that this behavior occurs in smaller groups where there are fewer males. Consequently, it makes sense to put more energy into calls than into large testicles and numerous sperm that you really don't need. Another possibility has to do with offspring. When scientists are studying the relationship between the loudness of the call and the size of the testicles and the sperm count, that's all they're looking at. They're not looking at the offspring. So then the next question is, are the females who are choosing these males breeding only with them? Or are they breeding with more than one male? If you have one male and multiple females, there's no way that male can keep track of all those females at the same time. And when you're part of a social group and you have competitors and you have predators, it would be a foolish male who would go on his own. While some species may do this, like horses, they don't invest a lot of energy in displays that make males distinctly different from females, like showy feathers or loud voices. So this is a behavioral puzzle. I'm sure there are some out there who would like to believe that all the loud noise is necessary because these males don't have much going for them. Maybe in some cases that's true. We don't know. All we have is this one small study that says that like showy birds have lower sperm counts, so do male howler monkeys that put the most energy into their calls. Is this a disadvantage or is it an advantage? It seems it must be an advantage in some way. But is it an advantage to that particular individual in that it gained more reproductive success? Or is it an advantage to the group in that his presence protects the rest of the troop, the other males and females, so that they can mate and reproduce without fear? We don't know. I do know that once again it reminds us all, when it comes to behavior, never say never or always.
You've You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.